It's time for local. So, with that in mind, I'm going to play a song from one of our local homegrown ladies here, Rita Hoskins. I'm going to play a song today off of her Are You Ready to Start the Locomotion Show? And the song I've picked today is Kitchen Tables and Chairs. And it's a song written by Rita, and it's all about the fountain fire and kind of gives a little story about the priorities of what we take when it's time to bug out. And joining Rita on this song is Sean Fetter, her husband, as well as Bill Dakin on bass. And I see that Joe Craven is playing the fiddle on this one. And well, folks, let's just get started right away with Rita Hosking and off Table and Chairs. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. I'll be back. We'll do a little bit more talking. And thanks for tuning in to KKRN, your local community radio station. Here she is, Rita Hoskins.
Children come and gone, living on the land. Fought hard times to make it work. 50,000 acres and still going strong. As firestorms moving fast, honey, what you gonna take along? I can't take the house itself. I cannot take the barn. Let's load up the kitchen table. Can't take it all, I'll take part. It's where they gathered at the end of day. It's where they were when Grandpa passed away. It's a chair that was broken in a terrible fight, gently repaired by the same hands that next night. Walking by, bent over wheelbarrows, collecting anything they could find. Frightened creatures zig and zag, ashes in the sky, and an old stand of cedars, waving branches goodbye. You go on ahead, I will catch up soon. She knew he'd stay but drove away. There was nothing she could do. It's where they gathered at the end of the day. It's where they were when Grandpa passed away. It's a chair that was broken in a terrible fight, gently repaired by the same hands that next night. Thinking of him and that fire, that beat up table and chairs, two halves bound by old wire. Round about 4 a.m. a man straggles in, he's coughing and covered in soot. She jumps up and runs to him. I had to get out for my life. At least we got ourselves. I tried my best. Guess we know we got one thing left. It's where they gathered at the end of the day. It's where they were when Grandpa passed away. It's a chair that was broken in a terrible fight, gently repaired by the same hands that next night.
Listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM, and that's It's All Going to Pot, a new CD put out by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Django and Jimmy is the name of the album, and it's kind of a fun little song. I don't know if you heard, but Willie Nelson coming out with his own line of herbal medicines. He's going to really capitalize on the market. It's kind of ironic that Willie got so broke and now he's going to make his money off of the pot thing again. I think he's going to make a ton of money. You're listening to Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane, and I'm in the studio with Dickie Magadoff.
Hey, Dickie. Hi there. Always a pleasure to hang out with you here during Locomotion with Shane.
And
thanks for the good music up to now, and thanks for the Willie story. That's kind of interesting. Is he moving to Colorado or something?
I don't know where he's up to, but he's working with the growers in Colorado and Washington, and working with the guys who know what they're doing. And
well, I have to say, I'd consider that a trustworthy brand.
Well, you gotta trust Willie, don't you? Especially on the herb. But anyway, that song We started off the program with Rita Hosking's Table and Chairs, a song about fire, and followed it up with the Pot Song with Willie and Merle. And now I'm going to give you another local gentleman here. It is Scott Joss, and this song is about pot and fire. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You know, you are listening to KKRN, and we are a community radio station, and we are funded by your listener-supported dollars, seeing as we are all volunteers, and we are about 80% of our funding comes from you, our listening audience. And if you would like to keep shows like Locomotion on, as well as, oh gosh, we got about 12 live broadcasters that come on to KKRN to bring you their style of music, and if you'd like to help keep us going, go to our KKRN.org homepage, and you'll find the Donate tab. You click on it, it'll take you to a safe and secure site, and you decide how much and when to give. So now, here it is, Scott Joss on Locomotion Machine. Thanks for tuning in.
My mama is a God-fearing woman. She never did a bad deed in her life. A kind and caring mother to us children, and to Daddy, a trusting, loving wife. But she gave in to temptation and to Daddy's aggravation. When she smoked her first joint, she did it right. Well, Mama burned down Daddy's honky-tonk last night. Folks will talk for days about how it happened, and the papers will make her the front-page news. And to the local ladies, she's a hero, but to the menfolk, she's the witch that lit the fuse. Well, my mama said she'd had it. She said, I'll break his habit. When she smoked her first joint, she did it right. Well, mama burned down Daddy's honky-tonk last night. Well, mama cried hallelujah, said you had it coming to you. You could see the smoke for miles and miles around. And according to the parson, it was not a case of arson. When she smoked her first joint, she did it right. Well, Mama burned down Daddy's honky-tonk last night. Mama cried hallelujah, said you had it coming to you. You could see the smoke for miles and miles around. And according to the parson, it was not a case of arson. When she smoked her first joint, she did it right. Well, Mama burned down Daddy's honky-tonk last night. Well, I never saw my daddy cry or my mama quite so high. When she smoked her first joint, she did it right. Well, mama burned down Daddy's honky-tonk last night. Well, my mama burned down Daddy's honky-tonk last night.
And back to Locomotion Machine, and I got a couple requests here that I'm going to be able to fulfill. Someone just called in with a request to hear Jonathan Foster's song, Mixing the Medicine, off of his newly released CD, Help Me Run. And we're able to comply today, and we're going to follow that up with another request of by someone who wants to hear a song of Sammy Joe. I have Come Home by Sammy Joe coming up, and then we're going to follow that up with a tune that is by the Waybacks. Gosh, brain fade there for a second. The Waybacks, they performed here in Oak Run over Grapevine Farm several years back, and I dug up one of their old CDs, and it's an instrumental, and we're going to hear that. But first, here he is, Jonathan Foster, Mixing the Medicine, and you're listening to it on KKRN 88.5 FM, and you know Jonathan is one of our local singer-songwriters and great KKRN supporter, and he's out there on the road right now and plugging his album, Help Me Run. So here's a little taste for you, folks. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM.
Been, could have been gone, burning to heal till we all fall down. The caravan is slowly while the wheels turn round, mixing up the medicine, drink it all down. It's a long, hard road, it is paved with gold, and it'll be no match. No match for this old soul. Burning matches off the mountain, watch 'em go down. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. There's matches off the mountain, wash them all down. Learning to heal till the leaves turn brown. It's a long, hard road, it is paved with gold. And it'll be no match, no match for this old soul. In the punch bowl, it's too hard to see. Find them and forget them, let them all be. 'Cause life's a rubber hammer, just with a small fee. Might have been, should have been, could have been me. Yeah, well, it's a long, hard road, and it's paved with gold, and it'll be no match. No match for this soul. So go on mixing up the medicine. Go ahead and drink it all down. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. Put your eggs in one basket, go call her up. But the devil's busy wearing golden handcuffs. Mixing up the medicine till you feel ill. Go and sell your soul for a box full of bills.
Yeah, well, it's a long, hard road, and it's paved with gold. And it'll be no match, no match for this old soul. We'll go on mixing up the medicine, baby. Go ahead and drink it all down. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone.
Something on my mind today, and it just can't seem to go away. I need you, and I must say, when will you come home? You've been gone for so long now, and it's got me thinking about how I don't know what you're about. When will you come home? Oh, I don't know what love means, but I know it's far from me. The farther distance you're away, the greater that I feel the pain. Tell me that you feel this way. When will you come home? Oh, I don't know what love means, but that I'm not alone. When will you come home?
And that was Sammy Joe. Boy, we're getting a lot of requests for Sammy Joe. Hope to have her back on the program here real soon before she heads to Nashville, or maybe when she comes back. Sammy Joe's going to be auditioning at the Bluebird Cafe there in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, yeah. What's that, Dickie?
I say that's pretty exciting, too. It was pretty gratifying to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. We love it when a local girl like Sammy Joe does good. And, boy, this gal's talent's going to go far, as you can hear. And you can learn more about Sammy Joe at sammyjoe.me. That's www.sammyjoe.me, sammyjoe.me. And prior to that, we heard Jonathan Foster's song, Mixing the Medicine, off his new CD, Help Me Run. And you can get a hold of Jonathan at Miracle Mile Records. Jonathan's part of Miracle Mile Records here in Reading, as well at jfmusic.net. And hey, we're having another request, and which is so fun because I just love playing your local people. I had a call from one of our local singer-songwriters. David Martin Wheeler's daughter gave us a call. She's in town from Austin, Texas. And they're all sitting at home listening to Locomotion. Hey, y'all, David, Susan, and Peggy. And they want to hear a song by David. I get a lot of requests for David Martin Wheeler, too. And I just happened to have David's music out in my truck. But I did find one of his old vintage CDs from 1989. His sings, David Martin Wheeler, Sings Where Most People Read. And It's a humor CD, and I'm going to play a song. It's called Bathtub of Love, and I always like to tie this in with the drought situation that we have going on here in California. David's suggested that we use this as a good way to help you conserve water. So Peggy, here you go. Here's your daddy, David Martin Wheeler, singing Bathtub of Love. And it seems like to me, I remember David telling me that this is one of the few songs that he had someone else help him, and I think it was his wife's mother. So, hey, here it is. Bathtub of Love, David Martin Wheeler sings where most people read. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM.
Cheers to the cleanliness of a love we couldn't hide. The music flowing in the air gave the candles a mystic look of light rock and roll, acoustic guitar. Our thanks to Dr. Hook. So close as two could possibly be, our hearts beat as one. This bathtub of love is not only warm, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Two hearts growing close in a bathtub of love, conserving energy and water in the eyes of God above. Arm in arm, I drank from her glass, she drank from mine. We had bubbles in the water and more bubbles in the wine.
Okay, yeah. Thanks to David Martin Wheeler for that tune. That was where off of David's CD, Sings Where Most People Read. And all the songs were written by David Martin Wheeler, except that one you just heard, Bathtub of Love. It was written by David Martin Wheeler and Rose Nana Bridges. And goes out to Peggy today. And you can find out more about David. David Martin Wheeler does have a Facebook page, and also at My Time's Gone By at yahoo.com. That's one of David Martin Wheeler's songs, too, is My Time's Gone By, and recorded at the After Hours Recording Studio here in Reading. Okay, coming up next on Locomotion, I'm going to play a tune by the Waybacks, and it's called The Last Steam Engine Train, and I'm going to send this one out to the folks over at the Phillips Brother Mill over in Oak Run. You know, we got a lot of great history up here in the Intermountain area, and that Phillips Brother Mill, it's one of the great part of history that I find a lot of our folks, even here in our own area, don't know about. It is the last officially registered commercial, fully steam-operated mills in America, right here in our own little neighborhood. And so, and I tell you what, that the Hendricks family that runs the sawmill now, they're some of the hardest working folks and great stewards of the land. So this one's going out to them. It's a instrumental by the Waybacks off their Freight Train Boogie 2001 CD, The Last Steam Engine Train. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane.
Thank you.
Okay, I was just on the phone with David Martin Wheeler calling up to thank us for playing that, and he gave me a little information. He wanted me to put out that song we heard off of his Things Where Most People Read was actually recorded at Steve Herman's studio. And Steve Herman, he's performing up there at the Red Lion in Reading. So just another little local tidbit for you here. It's just amazing how all these musicians here in Chester County got fingers tied in and all kinds of pies. So there you go. I think Steve Herman, David was telling me, he's got a gal that works with him on the weekend, and they call themselves Gunshaya. Gunshaya, Steve Herman, it's Red Lion Inn in Reading. Okay, well, we're going to really listen to another tune here that I got lined up for you. And I got involved with the phone call there for a second and kind of got behind on my little time schedule here. But, I'm grateful that you local musicians send your music in to me to share with our Shasta County and Trinity and Tama County. And we do stream on the internet. You can go to kkrn.org, our homepage, and you can click on the Listen Now tab. And I archive my programs. If you go to the Locomotion page, which can be found on the program schedule about halfway down on that homepage, you find Friday afternoon on the schedule and find Locomotion and click on it, and it'll take you to the archive page. So if your friends or family didn't have an opportunity to hear today's show, they can listen to it in the future, as well as other programs. Well, I know we have other local broadcasters that also archive their shows, and might want to check that out as well. Speaking of local broadcasters, we have two new broadcasters that are coming on tonight. They've been on for a couple weeks now. First one comes on from 8 to 9, and that is, let me look at the schedule here, is Smooth Grooves with Sunshine, and it's soul and R&B, and that's followed up from 9 to 10 with Diving in the Bass with DJ Tadpole. It's electronic type music. I know a lot of the, if you like that rave type music, do you like it? You're going to like DJ Tadpole. And Sundays, 7 to 8 a.m., we have a new gospel music program. It's a Black History Gospel program that comes out of Chicago, Illinois. It's pretty good. You want to check that out if you like the gospel music. And then Sunday at 6 p.m., Joey, excuse me if I mispronounce your name. I think it's Tariba. Joey Tariba. And I still don't know what Joey's program is called, but it comes on from 6 to 7, and you're going to enjoy Joey. Tune in this Sunday, 6 to 7, to hear him. He's going to be going off to college again here pretty soon. And hope he sends in some more music for us. So.
Yeah, I
hear he's thinking about recording shows, or at least giving it a whirl.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's got a nice energy in his show. He sure does. Good choices of music, too.
I enjoy Joy's show as well. If you are a local citizen here in Shasta County and would like to become a DJ, you know, you can, that's something we like to do as a community radio station, is train you and help you get your program together and get it out there on the air. You can find that information out at our KKRN homepage, kkrn.org. And I believe that's under the news tab. Here's a little more news about KKRN radio. Coming up Wednesday, August 19th, KKRN Radio, by and for the community, welcomes your participation in our annual meeting for volunteers, listener supporters, and friends of KKRN Community Radio. It's going to be at the Hill Country Community Clinic once again, Wednesday, August 19th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We're going to have a potluck dinner, beverages provided, and then we're going to have our 2014-2015 annual report and a discussion of our goals for 2015-2016.
Yeah, it's should be a lot of fun, and it's a chance to put some faces behind those beautiful voices behind the microphones.
Yeah, that's
right. KKRN. Yeah. Meet some of the local programmers and some of the people that do the important logistical, financial, volunteer work that keeps us on the air.
Yeah, and that's right. And plus you get food. That's always a great draw. So once again, that's August 19th, two Wednesdays from now, 5:30 to 8 p.m. And as always, your input is very valuable and desired by us. So come on down and see us, won't you? I can say that since it's our event. Yeah, we'll see you hopefully August 19th, 5:30, 8 p.m. All right, now we're going to hear a little tune. Well, I got some Elvis put up here for you, so let's just get right into a little Elvis. This is Mystery Train by Elvis. I guess that last song by the Waybacks put the train theme into my head here. So let's hear a little Elvis, and then we're going to follow that up with another tune by the Waybacks called Savannah. And if time allows, we're going to hear Ghost Riders in the Sky by Loretta Lynch. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane and Dickie on KKRN.
Thanks, Shane. That's a nice plug.
Yeah,
you better. I just get the good vibes from hanging out here with you and listening to the fine music.
Thanks for coming in, and thank you all for tuning in. And so here is Elvis, Mystery Train.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all, she's my all mine. Train, train, coming round the bend, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Cast me deep under your spell.
your smile is the dagger through my heart. Oh, Savannah, tell me why we have to part. Under your spell, and now your smile is the dagger through my heart. Oh, Savannah, tell me why did we have to part? Chance, but you slipped right through my hand, Savannah, sweet Savannah. Well, you'll want me back someday, and you're going to be sorry. You let me slip away so far away. Oh, you got to be sorry you let me slip away.
Hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-oh!
Okay, that was Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, and some pretty interesting Ghost Riders. They really are a great act live, even better live than they are recorded. I used to see them down in the Bay Area years ago, and I know they're coming up to Dunsmuir, Pops in Dunsmuir, on September 19th, so make a note of that if you like what you hear, Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, and Dunsmuir, that's not that far up the hill either. That's just a little short, about an hour drive up north. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's,
yeah.
So, yeah, look for that. And so, hey, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. We got about 4 minutes left here. I'm going to send you out with one of my personal favorite Hank Williams Jr. song, Country Boy. And I know most of you out there know the words to this, so why don't you just sing along with us? I'm going to turn the mic off, though. So, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. I'll be back in a week or two, huh? All right, folks, Country Fried Rock coming up, and here he is, Country Boy, Hank Williams Jr.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windin' old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns.
Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you, and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State News, color, and
and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North.